Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into something that genuinely fills a gap in how we measure the global economy. You know how equity indices track listed companies, or commodity baskets track raw materials? Well, what if you wanted to track total global production itself?
Right, that's the question that nobody's really solved until now. Conventional proxies only capture fragments. You've got equity indices reflecting profitability and sentiment, commodity baskets mirroring supply and demand, sovereign instruments tied to fiscal policy, but nothing that references aggregate global production directly.
Exactly. So this is where GPC Global comes in. It's an ERC-20 tracking token launched on Ethereum mainnet, designed to convert aggregate global production into a programmable benchmark instrument. And it's specifically built for qualified investors.
Yeah, and it's important to clarify what it is and what it isn't. GPC Global is a utility token. It's not an ownership claim on global output, and it carries no entitlement to issuer cash flow unless there's separate legal documentation. It's a benchmark, a reference tool.
So how does it actually work? Like, how do you measure global production and translate that into a token?
Great question. The economic logic rests on two companion documents, the GPC Global Index Methodology Guide and the GPC Global Forecast Methodology Guide. The index guide defines how the production universe is constructed across regions and sectors using historical data and documented rules. The forecast guide governs a forward-looking reference value that's published monthly.
And I imagine that monthly forecast isn't a price target or trading recommendation, right?
Absolutely. It's a methodology output. Secondary market pricing can differ materially from the forecast value. The token is constructed using audited Open Zeppelin libraries and upgrade modules, so it supports standards-based interoperability and compatibility with institutional custody environments.
Interesting. So, institutional-grade infrastructure. Let's talk about access. How do investors actually get their hands on this token?
It uses a dual-channel access model. Institutional sales are managed by Axis Velo Limited, a regulated fund manager approved by the British Virgin Islands Financial Services Commission. Retail access is available through Uniswap on Ethereum mainnet.
That dual-channel setup is interesting because it separates institutional flows from secondary market activity. And what about the operating infrastructure behind all this?
The operating stack includes Axis Velo, using NAV Fund Services as a third-party administrator for governance functions. Fireblocks provides secure digital custody. They've facilitated over $2 trillion in digital asset transfers and serve more than 1,000 financial institutions globally. And BMO handles institutional settlement services. All institutional placement is subject to KYC and AML review.
I see, that makes sense. You know, I remember early in my career trying to explain to a client why there wasn't a single instrument that tracked the entire global economy. I should have just said, wait a few years. Would have saved me a lot of whiteboard time.
Ha, right? I actually had a similar moment about 3 years ago when I was working with a treasury team. They wanted exposure to global production trends without taking on equity volatility or commodity risk. We ended up cobbling together this Franken portfolio of different proxies. It was a mess.
That point about cobbling together proxies sets up our next piece, how investors can actually use this token for thematic and macroeconomic strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Global Production Coin LLC, issuer of the Phenom Coin Group of utility tokens. These tokens are designed to track long-wave macroeconomic phenomena with proprietary indexes and forecast values maintained for each coin in the group. The tokens cover macroeconomic production in addition to a broad range of thematically based instruments. Learn more at www.globalproductioncoin.org.
Picking up on those proxies we mentioned, how do investors actually utilize GPC Global for thematic or macroeconomic investment strategies?
So GPC Global serves as the baseline reference value for the Phenom Coin Group, which is a family of production-linked digital assets. Within that group, GPC Global anchors other tokens like GPC Friction, GPC Crisis, and GPC AI, plus future regional and sector tokens. Each derived token is expressed relative to the GPC Global baseline, rather than built as an unrelated instrument.
So you're building a whole ecosystem where everything references back to this baseline production measure. That's the core idea, right? Everything ties back to that single reference point.
Exactly. And that's useful for multi-asset allocators, treasury managers, research analysts in digital asset platforms. If you're looking to diversify capital allocation or track macroeconomic phenomena, this gives you a new utility instrument that references total global production directly.
Right. And for anyone listening who's wondering about the legal side, this is a utility token, so legal characterization, distribution controls, transfer restrictions, and jurisdiction-specific treatment all remain subject to applicable law and final transaction documentation. The white paper is directed to institutional and qualified investors only.
Definitely. And it's worth noting that the token is issued by a U.S.-registered company. Total coin inventory equals global production on the day prior to launch, which is a neat anchoring mechanism.
So, to everyone listening, have you ever wondered how you'd measure the entire global economy in one instrument? That's essentially what this is designed to do.
And for qualified investors looking at this, the real value is that it's methodology-driven. Index construction and forecast publication are governed by separate frameworks with validation and audit. Upgradability isn't a substitute for governance. Smart contract changes are accompanied by signer control documentation and disclosure obligations.
So, we've established that GPC Global is a programmable benchmark. It's got institutional infrastructure, and it's part of a broader family of tokens. Why does this matter right now?
Because we're seeing utility tokens gain attention as a component of broader diversification strategies. The valuation of utility tokens is often influenced by factors like service adoption, token velocity, and protocol efficiency. GPC Global brings that logic to macroeconomic production tracking, which hasn't really been done before.
And it's designed for a pretty specific audience: institutional and qualified investors, research analysts, treasury managers, multi-asset allocators, digital asset platforms. If you're in one of those roles, this is definitely worth exploring.
Right. And just to recap, GPC Global is an ERC-20 token on Ethereum. It tracks aggregate global production. It's governed by two methodology guides, and it's the baseline for a whole family of thematic tokens. Access is through Axis Velo for institutions or Uniswap for retail, with Fireblocks and BMO handling custody and settlement.
Perfect summary. Thanks for breaking all this down today. It's a fascinating development in how we think about macroeconomic benchmarks and digital instruments.
My pleasure. It's going to be interesting to see how this evolves as more investors start incorporating production-linked assets into their strategies.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time.